Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Frehill is here and he's going to tell us all about that crushing loss last night for the girls in green.
Well, crushing is the word, Karen, I'm afraid. It was a really, really disappointing, I suppose, performance from the Irish team, losing 4-0 to Slovenia. And you look at that now, it's a long way back after something like that.
And not great for Carla Ward either,
no,
to start off.
I actually feel really sorry for her because she's come in her first game against Turkey last Friday, won that, maybe not very convincing, but there's a bit of a setback for them. Yeah, 4-0, not a great scoreline to look at this morning, is it? And a game to forget. It just got off on the really bad foot, 1-0 down after 3 minutes, and then after 30 minutes later, we were 3-0 down. So a major, major setback. Next up, back-to-back games with Greece, and we're going to travel to Greece in April, actually. The Irish skipper, Katie McCabe, has been telling Tony Dunhu that the team are not hiding behind any excuses after that.
Katie, how do you respond to a comprehensive defeat like that? It's one of the biggest beatings we've had in a long time.
Yeah, it was completely unacceptable by our standards. We can't start games like that. We always know it's going to be difficult coming to these types of places, playing away from home. But yeah, we need to have a look at ourselves. We obviously will go back to the drawing board and look to see where we can improve. The goals were completely avoidable. I think we gifted them their chances, and yeah, we need to be better.
The possession stats would show Ireland in a favourable light, but the result is terrible.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, we're trying a new system. We're going to make mistakes. We need to be brave on the ball, and we just weren't clean enough in our turnovers as well. We gave them too much space. Yeah, and we're going to be chasing them in the group now. But as I said, we'll go back and we'll have to reflect and look to do better going into the double header against Greece.
But it's going to be quite difficult to turn the page on this one, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. Look, we're at the start of our a journey. We obviously Carla and the coaching staff coming in, change the system. So there's going to be hiccups like this, but it shouldn't have obviously been that big of a margin tonight. We're a great bunch of players and girls, and I know the girls absolutely love playing for their country, and we won't put in a performance like that again.
Yeah, that's Katie. I was actually just listening to Danger Zone behind her. She was speaking there. Could have got a more apt song, to be honest with you. More from Slovenia a little bit later on. Four games in the Premier League last night. Chelsea returned to winning ways. 4-0 win at home to Southampton. So they're back into the top four. Aston Villa's poor run continues in the league. They lost 4-1 away to Crystal Palace. They've won just once in their past six league games. Brighton beat Bournemouth 2-1 and Fulham got the better of Wolves by the same margin. Celtic overcame Aberdeen 5-1 last night, so they're 16 points clear at the top of the Scottish Premiership. The Irish women's hockey team continue their fine form. 1-0 win against New Zealand this morning in the Nations Cup event in Santiago. Naomi Carroll scored the only goal of the game there. Aisha McFerrin was absolutely brilliant in goals, one of the top keepers in the world, of course, and making several brilliant saves. The win secures a place in the semi-finals at the weekend. The Irish provinces returned to action this weekend, and Leinster issued an update on a number of their international players yesterday. Kieran Frawley won't be available for Leinster this weekend. Jack Boyle and Jimmy O'Brien are training with the squad this week. Tyler Blenenthal of the Leinster coaching team gave very little away about Frawley when he was speaking to Michael Glennon.
Yeah, he hasn't been back in the building today, but I think he's feeling good. He's recovering well, but I'm not sure where he's at in regards to the return to play protocols.
Do you know if he's available, or is he available for Leinster selection this weekend, or will he just stay away?
He won't be available for us this weekend, though.
Yeah, short and sweet. Keane Prendergast finally has overcome illness, and he'll be available for Connacht this weekend.
Thanks, Darren.